What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Swipe Up, the 52nd episode of the show where I share some of my favorite posts from Instagram. Let's get it started with just the what it's like to live in the desert, especially if you're driving through the pass on the 10. This one happens to be a video of a person driving down Indian Canyon Drive, probably out to the 10, towards, you know, driving from Palm Springs out to Desert Hot Springs or vice versa. Just a ton of wind, which is crazy that they were going to do, or they do, a Tyson Ranch, the cannabis manufacturer, Mike Tyson's cannabis company, does a festival. They were going to do the second festival out in the kind of Desert Hot Springs, Palm Springs area, which is kind of in this area where the winds pick up and are as insane as this. But yeah, just if you want to ruin your car's paint job, for sure, do a lot of driving in that area. Yeah, driving in the wind is crazy. It's like going down the street, and it's different than anything. It's far different than driving on snow. I mean, snow's whatever. You know, you hit the black ice, you go slipping, you just lose control, whatever. This is like you're driving, and you have like King Kong is on the side of your car just swiping it away, or just kind of fucking with your car as you're trying to, like, it's just constant battling your steering wheel to stay going straight. So some heavy winds out here in the desert sometimes. Moving on to this one, Worldstar, kind of a visual expression of what it's like for your legs to fall asleep while sitting on the toilet. You know, I mean, who doesn't have that happen when they're sit on the toilet for too long? Maybe you're checking Instagram and your legs just go numb. Feels like a TV static. It also is resembled, if they changed that static to be every inch of your body, that's what it's like to be on a high dose edible. Just every cell in your body vibrates and you become static. But yeah, anyway, good one from Worldstar. And this one from Eddie Bravo, this old man taking on this young, gigantic dude, showing how physics and leverage and momentum shift to your advantage. But yeah, just some old wrestling dude showing this guy what's up. I watched this so many times, just like, okay, where's his arm? At one point, because he works into it. Like, at first, you know, he's just kind of, you know, they're pushing against each other, but he gets more and more, holds his ground more and more until he just, you know, throws the dude over. Great kind of, you know, just enjoyed watching that. Moving on to Punch Up the Jam. One of my favorite podcasts is going through some big changes. One of their hosts is leaving the show, Demi Adigiebe, which I could have said his name wrong, and Miel Bredo are the hosts. But Miel is staying on to carry on the podcast, and Demi is leaving. It's a show where they take a song, a popular song, and they break the song down. They talk about it. And at the end of the episode, they do a remake of the song, very much in a Weird Al kind of way. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. The show's supposed to be changing now that Demi's leaving. I don't know in which ways the show is changing. But this is a picture of their last show together, which is a live show at the XOXO Festival in Portland. And they had guests Neil Sisirga and Open Mike Eagle. And the song that they did was the Ghostbusters, from the original Ghostbusters movie. They punched up the Ghostbusters song. But yeah, kind of an emotional episode, because I'm a huge fan of the show, and Demi is, you know, I mean, there's only two hosts. They have a guest on each week, but Demi is just and they're both extremely talented people, Miel and Demi, but Demi has this ability to like effortlessly put just magic together. And it's going to be a loss, but I'm looking forward to seeing what the evolution of that show is. But yeah, wanted to share that punch up the jam post. And here's some Joy, Clark Little. Joy, there's so much hate in the world, and just watching two small children run down the sidewalk at each other, arms spread wide for the hug. It's the most adorable thing in the world. We just need more of this. This is just like, it makes me feel good, and I thought I'd share it with you. There's two little tiny toddlers just running down a city street at each other. Like that cliche moment in every romantic comedy where the slow motion running. Yeah, just beautiful, beautiful. Go hug somebody. Go hug somebody. And let's move on to Sam Tripoli. This post, whatever happens, the show must go on. Kiss performing live. Paul Stanley, his hair catches on fire after some pyrotechnics behind him ignite his probably heavily coated in tons of chemicals hair, and it just goes off. But he doesn't skip a beat. The backup guitarist comes over and tries to put it out, mildly tries to put it out, and then they have some, you know, stagehands, roadies, whatever, come out and put it out. But he does not, whether he knows his hair is on fire or not, he does not skip a beat. He keeps playing the song, and it's probably not the first time. I mean, Kiss is known for their live shows and pyrotechnics, so I'm sure it's not the first time something like that's happened. But one thing you learn, like for me, the comparable thing for me would be with podcast producing. I used to do the Inspired Disorder podcast, which we would broadcast live. And constantly, I mean, with the studio setup I had, there's always technical problems. It's constant figuring out how to fix problems that show up out of nowhere all the time. And one thing you learn when you're doing a live show is freaking out does not help. So staying calm and just going through your checklist of the potential things that could help fix the issue. But Paul Stanley isn't fixing the issue. He's just continuing to play a song while everybody else is freaking out, trying to put out the fire. But yeah, great post. All right, that's it for this episode. Let me do some shout-outs. Shout-out Ace Hotel Palm Springs. Shout-out World Star. Shout-out Big Homie Blocks. Shout-out to you, Eddie Bravo, 10P. Shout-out Punch Up the Jam, Clark Little, Austin Keen, shout out Sam Tripoli, Guitar _ Share, Paul Stanley Live, and Viral Hog. Shout out to all of you for your posts this week. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Go buy my original artwork over at inspireddisorder.com and save 25% when you use coupon code RTS. Follow me on social media at Ray Taylor or at Ray Taylor Art. Have a great day, everybody. Peace out.